T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Last year, you know, one of the games against the Ravens, you know, I fumbled the ball at the end of the game. You know, that's one of the toughest things. To lose a game for your team is one of the hardest things. You know, knowing that you have the ball in your hand, that feeling, you know, just never leaves. So I'm hungry. I'm ready to play against them. You know, they're a great team. They have great players, too. I think we have great players, too. So it's going to be a great game.
Pony and Mueller, presented by Chafin Luhana, injury law firm, doing good by doing right. Juju Smith-Schuster on NFL Network. Still reliving that fumble against the Ravens last year.
He's got familiarity with that, doesn't he, in big games?
Whoa! Chris?
Right off the bat. Just starting out hot. Yeah, I'm on the phone. I'm a guest. I feel like a guest on the show right now because everything went to hell in a handbasket here at the Mueller studio.
Do you think some of the inclement weather earlier in the day is to blame?
No, is it you? Is weird. I mean, you know what? Here's what's funny. I dialed in. Everything was fine. I got the metallic sound of death where it goes and then cuts out. Mm. And the signal drops, much like Juju Smith-Schuster dropping the football onto the ground against Marlon Humphrey and the Ravens. And then my subsequent attempts to handle the situation, despite the fact that I actually know what I'm doing, have not worked. So wouldn't call it great.
So who would you blame right now for this situation?
Right now, we're in firm act of God territory, man. I don't know. Our chief engineer, who I'm sure is busy doing something else,
he's
right
camping.
Now and just can't
he's on a camping trip.
For real?
Yes. It's
well,
Memorial Day weekend.
Doing something else. Yeah, he's definitely doing something else. I don't know. I don't think I can blame myself here, Pony. I know what the heck I'm doing.
So you're telling me that we're going to have to do the show with you over the phone for 4 hours today?
Listen, I don't sound any more enthused about it than you do, but if I don't find a workable, fungible solution here, my friend, I don't know what you want me to do.
I see a nice microphone that's more than 6 feet away from me right now.
I know. Believe me, I'm aware that is tempting, but I feel like we would get in trouble.
With who?
I don't know. The powers that be.
Starkey had a technical glitch this weekend. He came in and did his show, and Pompiani was here at the same time. So there's already precedent that's been established.
I mean, I guess our boss has to be the one to make this call.
I'm going to leave that to you.
I don't know. I think our boss is the one who's supposed to make the call.
We were going to start with Juju in a real talk show sort of way where we went back and forth, but then God got in the way of it, I guess. Maybe he didn't want us to badmouth or criticize
Juju.
Why don't we
go back and forth on it? We can go back and forth.
It's just harder over the phone, Chris.
You've basically been doing the show with me over a phone, in a sense, for a while now.
It's just not the same. It just doesn't feel the same. You're right. You feel more like a guest. You don't feel like my peer right now. I feel like
I'm not your peer. You're peerless, my friend.
I'm looking down on you from where I am. How do I segue into what I want to talk about here? Let me think about this. So Juju goes on NFL Network today and makes that comment about fumbling and how that's fueling him. And then there's also a big write-up in the Post-Gazette about how he's, quote, transforming his body. He has abs for the first time. And the trainer here is a celebrity trainer. It is Khloe Kardashian's trainer. It is the guy who got Michael B. Jordan into shape for the movie Black Panther. And
he was in pretty good shape for that movie.
Yes. But it's a movie and it's not a 16-game NFL schedule. I we've had a lot of hype things go out with the Steelers this week. The Ben video, James Conner, motivational things on Twitter and calling out critics. This one, again, for me, doesn't really do much for me, Chris. I can't. If Juju Smith-Schuster was, I don't know, like if he had Jerry Rice who took him under his wing and he was working out with him and training with him this offseason, that would get my attention. Celebrity trainer who helps out reality TV stars does not make me feel better about him rebounding or taking the next step this year.
Well, can Jerry Rice or a celebrity trainer turn him into what he's not, which is a number one wide receiver? I would argue no. That better body type or not, he's never going to be a number one. That's just a fact. I'm ambivalent about it because I don't really care if a guy is, if he's in better shape, good. Like if he feels like that's going to make him a better football player, good. How about don't drop the ball if it's thrown to you and don't fumble the ball in humongous situations for the third straight year.
Okay. So you like, just said it though. That's not, he's not working on, this is not a football.
I'm not sure if working with a football expert, if working with Jerry Rice would on it. I mean, I'm sure Juju would pick up little tricks of the trade and like maybe some trade craft. But I don't think the guy has been defined by two very rare plays, I think, where a wide receiver actually fumbles like that. That doesn't happen that often in back-to-back years. That's just one of those ones that is what it is. Like, Dornan has talked about this with us many times, that if you drop a ball in a high-profile situation, most guys just, you either get past that drop and you deal with it, or you don't. But it's always going to be there, and there's no, like, amount of work on the jugs machine that suddenly transforms you into a sure-handed player.
So working out with a celebrity trainer who has almost 500,000 Instagram followers is not going to make Juju a more clutch player.
No, but it's not like a bad thing. I don't know why like I would be mad at him for seemingly getting into better shape. You were the guy earlier this week, who said he looked at Ben Roethlisberger's abdomen
right
to do a muffin top love handle evaluation?
Yes,
for at least a couple of minutes.
I did. Yeah.
Okay, so how is it if Juju is similar to the quarterback?
You know what it is. I'll just come right out and say it. I'll just do it. I'm not going to just keep it. Most of the people in Steelers media think the guy's a big phony, Juju. That he's all, when the cameras come on, he smiles and he plays the part. And he knows how to build his brand and do all of that. And that's really what he's in this for. Brand building, building his own empire, doing his own thing, making himself popular. That's really what it's all about with him. And so when I see this, that the offseason was, let me get Khloe Kardashian's right-hand man and not some like established football trainer, that does not move me in a way that thinks, all right, well, he did what he was supposed to do this offseason to get himself ready for the 2020 football season.
So you think that him training is more about the person who was training him and what that person's Hollywood connections are than the actual training itself?
Yes.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
That seems pretty thin premise-wise for me. I mean, I know he is in it for brand building, and I've heard from the exact same people you have that when the lights go on, he's a very different person. I don't particularly care. I don't think the quarterback is a particularly like awesome guy as far as like the way he handles media versus what he's really like. But no one seems to get that bent out of shape with him
because he's great because he's won two Super Bowls. It's just like with Phil Kessel. If you win two Stanley Cups,
He hasn't done jack. Stop. Two Super Bowls might as well be 25 years ago because it's 10 years ago when he got the last one. I'm so sick of hearing that excuse for Roethlisberger. He's got two Super Bowls. He can do whatever. What have you done for me lately, Ben? That's what I would ask. He's supposed to have been in his physical prime for most of the last decade, and the Steelers have bupkis to show for it.
Are we sure this phone line thing's going to work the entire show? Craig, I'm starting to have my doubts about it.
You're just gonna start making like static noise.
I should have known that a Juju topic was gonna turn into an opportunity for Chris to just go after Ben. I'm disappointed in myself that I did not see
like
that
trolls
coming.
Or whatever, people that just sit behind a computer in their mom's basement.
Did Juju really do something in the offseason to make himself a better receiver? Chris Muller, Ben hasn't done diddly squat in 10 years. That was the big take. There. All right.
Well, I thought I was more harsh to Juju than you were. I said I didn't think any amount of training could make him anything other than what he is, which is a very good number two if he has a great number one next to him. I thought I was more harsh on – not only was I more harsh on Juju than you were for more substantive reasons, I managed to get a viable dig in at the quarterback. I think this phone thing's working out great, frankly.
Yeah, it's not how much work you do, it's how you do it. And I just don't – this to me is not evidence that Juju has himself in football shape and he's ready to go. Teaming up with somebody that gets, you know, people on the E! Entertainment channel looking better. That to me is not a football – there's no football practicality there. That's my bottom line point. So, you know, seeing it in the Post-Gazette, he transformed his body. I'm not connecting the dots to, okay, here he comes, he's back. Looking like 2017 and 2018, Juju. Okay.
Well, I mean, if he has abs or if he has baby fat, if he catches 100 balls and doesn't fumble one in a massively crucial situation, I really won't care who trained him.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.